Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon. Little horse, I'm get some water.
Yo, Sarah, we've been together a long time, you know what I'm saying? And I love you.
Hey, me guys.
I want you to marry me.
I'm trying to want to marry you, but
I don't know. My computer been like
I don't
crazy.
Think that you're ready. Hey, listen to your friend.
Give me a second, guys.
Listen, I can finish all of that.
One second, guys. I don't know why. Wait a minute, guys.
All these so-called players would enjoy your dish. I'ma be real and say what's on my heart.
Thanks for joining. Hey, Josie in the house. Hey. Give me a second, guys. Yes! 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 Yes, that's good. Yes! Yes! Loving it. Just to tell you, keep chasing your dreams. Don't give up. Don't give up. I had to come back on here and do part two. We got disconnected yesterday. So we got to finish this out. So y'all know how I do. Play a little song. Get everybody help them. Go ahead and sing the lyrics if you know.
Just keep everything simple.
Everything
right?
Simple. I got you. I got you.
It's my day tomorrow, baby.
There you go.
Yo, yo. I'm gonna go call Trent. I have to go. My family has to go and call my mom. Trent.
Something we started so long ago. Wanna give you my all. What do you think about maybe us having some babies? Come on, won't you be my lady forever? Yeah.
I'm trying to commit to you, and I just can't wait for that night. Cause I need you here with me. And let's start a family. Oh,
this song is it hitting somewhere with you? What's going on? It's that song. It's that song.
I love you, you know that, right?
I love you too.
Let's get married, baby. I just want to get married.
Okay. Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining. It's midday, so, you know, I want to get pumped, but I'm going to calm down. It's good. It's 12 o'clock. I'm going to find my chill, okay? But yesterday, guys, you know, first of all, before I get into it, thanks for joining Mo's Talk, where we come together, you know, talk about real life topics. We have real grown-up conversations. We can talk. We can laugh. We can respect each other's viewpoints. And, you know, hopefully, you know, we either been through it or seen somebody go through it and just be able to just look at things differently, look at things the same or whatever, just talk. Yesterday, I was on here yesterday evening around my same time usual. I'll be on here tonight before you guys go out and get in the club and before y'all do y'all stuff, you know, go out, go to work. You know, some of y'all got work, you know, I'm off, thank the Lord. But yesterday, I'm just going to do a recap on yesterday. You know, just a recap and then, because I didn't get a chance to get to like my ending, but just a recap on yesterday, I was asking a question. The topic was, should a woman marry a man? Propose to a man, right? Not marry a man, propose to a man. So I'm going to recap, like some, you know, Yo-Yo was on here last night and she said, no, she didn't believe that a woman, well, I gave my introduction. I said, I'm traditional. I feel like a man should propose to a woman. Yo-Yo felt the same way. She felt the same way as I did. Her viewpoint was similar to mine's on, you know, just on the notion of she felt like once you propose to a man, you know, you kind of taking that just that tenacity of this man being a man. You know, you're not allowing this man be the man. You're not allowing him to be the man that he was designed and he was supposed to be. So when you take it upon yourself and get on your knees to propose to this man, to me and to her, you know, it kind of looked like some type of desperation. However, you know, I'm just doing a recap of everything that was being said. However, you know, you had other people that opposed different viewpoints. Where, so I know today, in today's age, we're getting to a society where things have evolved and things are changing and things are just not the same as they used to be. You know, the way that people look at things today, people don't, you know, the way they looked at it yesterday, they don't look at it today. So I had a young man on here last night, and basically he said that he's married, and he's been married for 2 months, and him and his wife been together in a union for 10. They've been in a union for 2 months, been together for 10 years, and he said his wife proposed to him. So then I asked him, I said, okay, so how is that working? So why was y'all together for 10 years and it took for her to propose to you? And so he was like, well, he didn't think nothing was wrong with it. He also stated that. I said, so where's the commitment? You know, what's the commitment? Because, you know, you just did it because, you know, when I was reading from my notes yesterday, and I'll just recap some of the stuff I said. You know, I would say, well, do you think that maybe because sometimes guys feel bad, they feel pressure. So if a woman just keep, you know, like pressuring them and they just feel pressure, so they marry you just out of pressure, just because they really didn't want to do it. But, you know, they don't want to look like the bad guy. So they go ahead and you know, and marry you, you know, or say, yes, I'll marry you. You know what I'm saying? Just out of pressure and out of the fact that they don't want to, you know, maybe they want you in their life, but maybe they don't want you in their life in that aspect at that time. Maybe I'm not saying that they don't want that for y'all, but maybe not at that time and moment that you want it. So he said, again, the guy said that his daughter was their commitment. So that made me think, and I couldn't really get to elaborate on his response because, like I said, I had some technicalities with the computer and it cut down, it shut down. But, you know, I wanted to say, like, you know, some people are in marriages for many reasons nowadays. Some people are in marriages for their family, their kids. And ultimately, it only works to a certain degree because, you know, you're trying to keep this union together for the sake of the kids. But what about the sake of love and the sake of wanting to be there and the sake of commitment? And that's why a lot of times it's a lot of problems in the marriage, you know, that comes with the marriage, you know, because, you know, it wasn't, to me, it wasn't something that the man initiated or wanted to do. So I was saying to, you know, yesterday, just recapping a little bit what I was saying. And so before I get into it, so I had my Big Sexy called in, and she was basically doing a recap. What she said, well, basically, and then she got disconnected. So I didn't hear everything she was saying, but that's when everything got disconnected. But she was basically saying that things has changed. You know, I mean, she said she never had that. She never been approached with a situation like that for her to be able to have to propose to a man. She don't know if she will do it. However, things have changed and, you know, society have evolved to different things. Whereas, you know, is you're deemed not normal if you're in a relationship and you're not messing with a woman and a man at the same time, you know, because nowadays she stated that, you know, people that's in relationship mess with, you know, they involved, you know, another party into the relationship, and that's deemed normal, you know. So I didn't get a chance to elaborate on her, because what I was going to say to her is, although that might be deemed normal to society today, doesn't mean that it is normal. You know, sometimes just because things have changed, yes, you know, we got away from a lot of, you know, stone values that was instilled in us as growing up. You know, so we don't have those stone values anymore. And people get away from that. Why? Because people, you know, some things needed to be changed. You know, it's no factual fact that this is the perfect way to do things. But again, I must speak on just, you know, on my traditional fix. I don't think a woman should get on her knees and propose to a man, because to me, that shows to me that you're more invested in your, you know, relationship than he is. And to me, you know, I believe in the Bible. I believe that a man that finds himself a wife finds himself a good thing. He never said that a woman who finds himself a wife finds herself a husband, finds a good thing. So then in terms of just like biblical standpoints, I just believe that the man is the one that's supposed to take the lead. The man is the one that was, you know, orchestrated to be the man. And so then, you know, in my notes, it's recapping, you know, when young boys are little and they're taught to stand up. Like I said yesterday, last night. So I'm just recapping. They was taught to stand up and, hello, how you feeling today, my king? And they were taught to stand up and urine in the urines. You know, they didn't, no man or woman teaches a little boy to sit on a toilet and urine. They taught to stand up. Young boys are taught to protect. When you have young boys, you teach them, you protect your siblings, you protect what you love. They're taught early on to protect. They're taught early on to seek out what they want. They're taught to go out there and be a man and work hard for what you want. These are things, these are morals and principles that are instilled and taught in our young men. Whether they want to take heed and walk out and live out these things or not, they still were taught their stone principles that has been instilled in a young man. And I feel as though if a young man or a man can sit down and see his significant other, the one that he say I love, the one that's his queen, the one that he cherished, the one that, you know, he feels as though he can't live life without, if you gotta sit there and see her get on her knees to propose to you, to me, What does that say about the man? You understand? It says a lot to me. It says that I'm really not ready to commit in this union with you. I do want to be with you. However, I don't want you to be my wife. Not saying that, like I said before, I'm not saying that he may not feel like he don't want you to be his wife later on, or maybe he don't want you to be his wife. Maybe he just enjoy being with you. Maybe he enjoy your company. Maybe he enjoy, you know, sharing companionship. Maybe he look at you as a person like, you know, you develop siblingship, you know. But I just don't believe that a woman should get down there, because I just feel like, you know, when she get down there, I get a woman supposed to be submissive, but that's kind of exonerating being submissive, because you're kind of, you know, releasing all your power. So to me, if he can allow you to get on your knees, that tells me a lot was going on in your household. That tells me that you're the breadwinner. That tells me that you take care of him. You take care of him. You support him. That tells me that you do all of these things. You're the one that's being the man, woman in the relationship. You know, that tells me that, you know, he lay down in the bed while you go to work and try to figure everything out. And yes, you know, Josie, he doesn't want to get married, because men, that's how I feel. Men know who they want to marry, and they know who they want to be with. I'm discussing, should a man, I'm recapping from last night because my computer got connected, but we're talking about, should a woman propose to a man? So I feel as though, you know, as women, you know, now let me just differentiate my thoughts, because I don't think I differentiated my thoughts yesterday. So, I mean, I feel as though you can give them an ultimatum, you know, not force them, like you ask them every day, baby, you gonna marry me? You go buy the ring and you give him the ring, get yourself a ring, and then you proposing to him, but he never put anything in it. No. And when you got a lot of women that's doing that too, oh, he bought me a ring. No, he didn't. He didn't buy you anything. Now, let me differentiate the difference in ultimatum. Now, I said something kind of slightly different last night, but I don't feel like it's nothing wrong with giving an ultimatum, because if I feel as though if I am the person that you have now built a relationship with, I am the person that you now see that I am loyal, you now see that I am capable of being with you, whether you up or down, I don't care whether you know, you doing good, you doing bad, whether you have a job or you jobless, whether you, it doesn't matter what it is about you, I am able to be with you, and I am able and capable of handling myself as a woman, as a loyal woman. I feel as though if we're doing this thing, and I can fill in many roles, and I can wear many hats, then I feel as though if we're doing this after a time, then yes, I feel as though it's quite okay to give some type of ultimatum, like, okay, baby, what are we doing? You know, because if I'm good enough to lay in the bed with and give you my body, which is more precious than rubies and jewels, according to my God, then what's wrong with you marrying me? What's wrong with you proposing to me? So I think there is a difference in giving an ultimatum rather than pressuring and begging this man to marry you. I have someone calling in. Hey, Josie, you online? What you got to say about that?
I'm going to let you continue, but I have something like to say, like questions for your viewers, because my standpoint and the subject matter is, I know society have changed for a lot of us, and we have all these different roles that, like, as myself, I'm the woman, I'm supposed to be nurturing, caring, and men naturally supposed to lead, like, the household. But far as a woman and how, like, I look at things, honey, like, you set the tone and the price tag for yourself. And yeah, for me, baby, I don't go on sale. And when you say, when you differentiate things in your life, that's like when you look at certain name brands that people lust after, Louis Vuitton, Gucci, Prada, whatever it may be. The reason why everybody don't have it, because it's not something that's cheap that everybody can get. So me personally, I feel like I'm not, I mean, you do submit to your man, but for a level of proposing, asking his hand in marriage first, I just don't think that's a good idea, because who's to say if that's something that he really want? Like, it got to be differently from us. Like, they don't grow into things as easily as we do as women. Either they into it or they're not into it. And they got to be the one to lead the way. Yes. I'm curious. I wasn't around for yesterday's topic, but I'm kind of curious of how people feel. Maybe you said one of your viewers said before, said last night that his wife proposed to him. How did he feel when his wife got on her knees and proposed to them? Like, I mean, to my Lord, please forgive me. I mean, I just want to hear people's opinion as well, too. But that's just like telling me, like, when you can wipe your own ass, you want me to wipe your ass. Like, I just refuse to do it. Like, no, you can clean your own ass. Clean your own ass. If I need to as a woman, then I will. But I just refuse to come off of my throne or my crown for certain things that I feel like that's not needed at that time.
And let me elaborate on you, Josie, because just like you said, which was a good punchline, when you said that's like me coming off my throne and just wiping your ass. Now, let's just make a difference. And I can wipe your ass if you become enabled and you're not and you can't.
Well, that's what I said. Like, right. if it's not necessary, like, right. You can do it yourself.
Right.
But, I mean, yeah. Like, but some people, I'm not saying everyone, but you have different type of people in this right. world. Some people are a little bit more needier than others. Same. They want and expect and feel entitled to things, and they haven't worked to feel entitled to these things, but they just feel like I'm supposed to have these things, but they ain't put no energy, no effort into the situation, but you respect, you know, for these things that happen. But of course, if you in any relationship, if you're unable to do and I'm able to help, then I'm willing to help. But I'm not going to work every day, so you can just lay home and, like, do whatever you want, because, shit, to be honest, I want to lay home, too, and, like, lay down and do whatever. Like, this is a give-take relationship, and you're supposed to be able to benefit off each other, where I'm weaker, you're stronger, and it may rotate from time to time with seasons, but we're not just doing anything just for the notion of you just being lazy and don't want to do it, or you don't want to marry me. You know I'm a good woman, but... Actually, you know, my guy right here, too. You know I'm a good woman, but you ain't just ready yet. I mean, but I got to know when my time is. Look, is this going the way that I wanted to go? I'm not trying to rush you, and it's fine if you're not ready, but I'm not being committed to something that I feel like is not going anywhere.
And that's very good what you said, because just like she said, you know, she's not going to be committed to anything that's not going anywhere, which brings back time. You know, we all have time. And I believe that's why a lot of women nowadays, because it is becoming deemed to be normal that you're starting to see a lot of females are proposing to men these days. And, you know, he hung up. Call back in. I'm starting to see, like, and like I was saying yesterday, just to recap, like, you starting to see it to be quite, you know, is looking normal. Like, that's what you see, you know, on the internet, you know, social media is putting it out there. Like I said, I did a survey at work yesterday. I'll recap on that. And I also watched this video of this young, this young girl, but she wasn't young. She was around her mid-30s. And she was proposing to her man in the mall. And she had her friends, and they had their cameras out. And she getting on her knees. And she proposed to this man. And it's her boyfriend after all these years. And he looked at her like she was stupid. And he said no. So, you know, right then and there, he made her look humiliated. You know, she was crying and running through the malls, people chasing her with the camera.
Did he make her look humiliated, or did she do it to herself by putting herself in that situation?
Well, I'm going to say,
you see what I'm saying?
I think it was both ways, because here's the thing. She felt like that's where the time come at, what you were saying, my time. She probably got desperate. Yeah. And she probably felt like, okay, he's not going to do it, so I'm going to do it. I'm going to propose it. So she thought by this situation that maybe he will say yeah, because that's a lot of times what I think women are doing. I don't think they're doing it just because they doing it. I think that they're doing it because maybe your TV is a little loud.
I know.
I think they're doing it because they just want answers and they want to be committed. And you know, and when they do it, they base in their you know, the fact that they will do it, they base in their intentions based solely upon, you know, we together, we hanging out, we doing these things. So I'ma do it because I know this is, he's making me feel like this is what we're going to do. So she do it on a notion just on, oh, he's going to accept my proposal because he be with me all the time. He sleep with me. He probably live with me. He's going to accept it. So I want to capture this on camera, him saying, yeah, because he not going to propose to me. So this is when women, again, you know, trying to take the man role, trying to be the dominant one, steps in and say, I'm going to do it. And when she did it, he said no. It's humiliating.
It reminds me of an Instagram post that it was like, y'all women really becoming the men that y'all wanted to be. Like, that's, you know, some things is just not, yes, we can wear many hats. Say but I feel like we should. Like,
you better,
I have learned over the years, it's so funny, to shut my mouth and allow this man to lead the way, like, because guess what? Respected, yeah. Hold on, yes, son. I don't want a podcast. Like,
I just wanted to hug.
Huh?
I just wanted to hug.
Okay, he want to hug. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh, how sweet is that? See, and again, I know that's kind of like everybody can hear, but again, I want a hug. He stopped her for what she was doing to initiate a hug. That when a man knows, they know what they want. That's basically what we're saying. So I'm going to let you, can you finish? Or
No, I'm going to say one last thing before I get off the phone. So for me, when I look at men, they are natural hunters, okay? They want to go out there and eat if they need to eat, okay? So you let him hunt for you, okay? Don't be the quick fish. Don't be the quick fish. I mean, fix. I'm sorry. You be that steak, mashed potato, and lobster dinner. Don't be that chicken box that's easily filled. Like, do what you have to do and set the tone for your relationship. And if you're unsure where you stand, then you probably need to have a conversation with them because, and you know, maybe they're not really ready just yet in life. Not to say they don't see you as a potential mate. But say maybe that. They need to clarify some things in their life. And for me, I feel like most of the time, men ain't ready to necessarily do things if they ain't got their money right, their game right, they ain't really right, they ain't really, like, they ain't really trying to do, like, anything. You know, right. So you got to kind of help fine-tune things a little bit for them. I'm going to sit back and listen because I want my honey to call in, you know, and say his perspective on things too. But somebody else call in so I can listen in and chime in, okay? I'm hanging out. Bye.
Thanks for calling. So again, what she was saying, I kind of agree to the things she was saying because ultimately, like she said, men are designed, men were equipped. I understand that a man has a real and rich role and that they have to play a role and they have to wear many hats too. And I understand that they want to feel loved and appreciated too. But see, that's when a woman is to come to nurture the man. You know, we kind of, it's like the nature to nurture type of role, you know. But we nurture out, it's just naturally, we nurture the people we love. That's just what we does. But a man, you the hunter, you always was created to be stronger. Even from when you was younger, your strength is stronger, your testosterone makes you stronger, you're stronger. So, you know, a woman wants to feel safe. And I feel as though if I had to get on my knees and propose to my husband, I feel as though that that's like I'm taking the role of protecting and making sure we feeling safe. You know, I mean, I respect our feminist equality, But I just don't think that that's one of the roles that we should play. I just don't believe. My man, this is my man who, like, I look at to, I feel safe with. This man makes me feel safe. You know, this man is the one that, you know, creates safety in a home. So what? You laying in the bed. You know, I'm just going to give a little scenario. You laying in the bed and you hear something in your house. You know, something just don't sound right. And your man turn over and tell you, you hear that noise? You tell him, yeah, yeah, something ain't right. And you was like, oh, what is that noise? And he turned over and tell you, go downstairs and check the house and see what you hear. You know, see if you hear something. Now, give me 1 second. I'm going to let you go on the line. He asked you to go check it. And you like, okay, well, I'm not sure about that, you know. But a man. Not a woman. You got Josie and you have both of you guys is online.
All right, I'm going to go first real quick because I just asked my man. I said, listen, how would you feel if I proposed to you? Would you accept it? He said, that's my job as a man and no, I would not. I said, well, why not? He said, because I'm marrying you. You taking my last name and I just wanted to spill that tea real quick.
Girl, don't you just say that. Say that.
You're taking my last name. So I think that's what it's all about at the end of the day, honey. It's an exchange of energy, okay?
Okay. Thank you, baby. Thank you. Okay, you online. How you doing, Ron?
How you doing? How you doing?
How you doing? Good afternoon. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I love the podcast. And am I echoing?
I'm sorry if you are. You know, it's not that bad.
All right, hold on. Let me.
I can hear you.
All right. Well, I do want to say I do love the podcast. I love what you're doing. And there's one thing I do agree with you. There's one thing I do agree with, and there's one thing I don't agree with. The thing that I do agree with is that women should not propose to men. You get what I'm saying? And the only women that do that kind of can we curse on this podcast?
You can be you. Do what you want to do. Say however you how you want to put it. How you want to put it.
All right. And the reason why women do.
Give me 1 second, sir. Go ahead.
All right. And the reason why women they. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, those kind of women want to take control and be the man in the relationship and kind of speed things along to benefit them. Because at the end of the day, men don't have an incentive to even get married. And the marriages, only women really benefit from that. You get what I'm saying? Just think about the laws. Just think about the laws of marriage. As soon as we get that divorce, they take everything that we got, whether they help us build for it or not. You get what I'm saying? So that's just...
Should a woman propose to a man?
That's just my view. A man should always propose to a woman because if he want that woman to be in his life, if she building him up to be the best man that he can be, he might as well just go ahead and bag her up. You know what I mean? But it got to be with a prenup.
I have a minister, another man on the line, so he can count. He can expound on what you're saying. Minister, you on the line. Thanks for calling in. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Should a woman propose to a man? Well, the Bible says that a woman should follow the man. For one. Number two, that'd be out of order. See, if you want a marriage according to the flesh, then sure, do whatever it is you're going to do. But if you're spiritual, and you're asking God to be the head of your house, to be the head of your marriage, be the head of your life, then we should follow it in the order that God set it in to be followed by. Now, so if me being a man of God, or you a woman of God, or we respect the word of God in the order thereof, and we're taking a marriage to be sacred and not carnal, sacred, and not symbolic. I'm not looking to be married. I'm looking for a holy matrimony. So if this man is sent to me by God, and he found a good thing on the path of righteousness that he's walking, then behold, God will propose that marriage. And through the head of his state, which is Christ, which will speak through that man by the Holy Spirit that acts that good vessel that he found, will you become one with me and marry me? And by the Spirit of the Lord that connects with his spirit, will agree that two may agree and say, yes, I will marry you. First, yeah, he may not have nothing and she may have all, because the good thing of his prosperity came through the foundation of the good woman that he found on his path of righteousness to do good. So if a woman asks a man, would you marry me? You're all the way out of order. If a man asks a woman to marry her and it ain't went to God first, he's all the way out of order. So you can get married and live according to the symbolic of what a marriage is, according to the flesh, or you can live in holy matrimony and everything will be blessed by God.
Say that.
It's not what I'm gonna not put my opinion in it or take the opinion, but I'm just gonna go with the word of God and let everything outside of the word of God, let everything outside the word of God be other people's reasoning.
Anything you want to say to that, sir, Mont?
But let's just say, you know, there's no religion involved.
Well, I ain't speak about no religion. Religion didn't come out of my mouth. I spoke strictly about the spiritual. See, religion is a man's opinion what it might look like to be spiritual.
Okay,
Christ is spiritual, but everybody built off religion on what they couldn't understand about Jesus. Yeah. Amen. Right. Amen. See, I'm not. Amen. See, what the brother said was not wrong. He just laid the foundation that was worthy to build on. Amen.
Right.
So he implied the plumbing. I just brought the electricity because you had already established the roof. Now my old lady right here is finna install the windows, that those that don't have these type of skills like we do may be able to see out of what's being built. Her name is Minister Chandra Parker.
Okay, Ms. Parker.
So, how you doing?
Hello, how you doing today? Thanks for joining.
I'm blessed, and I hope you all are too. Now, this is a twofold question that you just asked, and my interpretation of it, when you living in a time where women are more head of the households than men are, when women are footing out more than the expenses than men are, when women are making more higher incomes than men are. So when you want to break it down to the dynamics of what's in order, you know, the first question is the man not head of the household.
Yes.
Because according to the scriptures, the man's supposed to be head of the household, bearing most of the expenses, bearing most of the burden of the household. And when you're looking at a generation and a society, you got to start from the dynamics of it, which starts from the Bible, and the order is the man is the head of everything. So when you in a time where that has slipped, when women are more, you have all these single mothers raising households, all these young guys being raised without fathers. So then you have to ask, should a woman propose to a man? Should a woman raise a child by itself as a man? Should a woman provide for a household more than a man do? So when you ask that question, that's not a one-ended question. You have to ask, you got to have everything that goes along with.
Hello?
Yeah,
I'm still here. Okay, I don't know what happened. Hello? Yeah, I don't know what happened, and I got disconnected. But anything you want to expound on what they were saying before I pick up what I wanted to say?
Oh, no, you can go ahead and say what you were going to say.
Okay, so I want to say, like, Foster, the biblical standpoint and what he was saying, I have to agree with that 100%, only because that's my life. But in the standpoint of what you're saying, I get what you're saying, like, you know, you want to do a prenup and all that. To me, that comes with materialistic, like, when you really, I feel like when you really love a person, when you really want to be, this is the person that you really want to be with, like, are you really thinking about what they can take away from you? Or are you really thinking about, this is the person that I truly love, and this is the person that I really want to be with? And I get, and just to expound on what she was saying, I get the fact that, you know, you do have women nowadays, and today's society has picked up and stepped up a lot from even in our ancestry days. I have someone else calling in. How you doing, Dr. K? Thanks for calling in. I'll keep my comment and let you finish what you want to say. Hey, let me just finish this out. That, you know, you had people, you know, our ancestors, you know, stepping up and having to do, you know, they couldn't do these roles, but they did these roles, but couldn't do certain things. And nowadays, you do have women stepping up in households, but does that still give a woman a right to get on her knees and propose to a man, even if she had to raise her kids as playing a part of mother slash father? And I want to say something about that before I give it to you, Dr. K. I had to learn early on with having 4 kids before. I have 7, but I had 4 boys before I became married. I thought I was the mother and the father. I was one of the ones that felt like I celebrate Mother's Day and Father's Day just to come to realization that I could never be a father. It was things I could never teach my sons as being a father. I can nurture them and teach them right from wrong, but I could never teach them how to be a man. Go ahead, Dr. K, you on the line. Thanks for calling in. Good afternoon.
Young Queen. To Kevin Queen, I appreciate you all. This is an amazing conversation. My mind is all over the place. I want to say a few things. First, will Raunchy say it? I want to say, while I agree with you that this idea of materialism shouldn't be important, I think the fact of the matter it is, and I'll use myself as an example. I'm divorced now, but I was married. Nothing went wrong in my marriage. No one did anything wrong. We just grew up and we just grew apart. We got married young. We just grew apart. Nothing happened. Nothing went wrong. When I got divorced, I lost everything. It's been 12 years and I'm still financially recovering from my divorce. Now, that's important because when young men see people like me that did nothing wrong, me and my ex are still the best of friends. And they see people like me who lost everything. It truly is something that they are considering. I'm 42 now. It's been 12 years, and I am just financially recovering from my divorce of a marriage in which nothing happened. So I agree with you that that shouldn't be an issue, but realistically, it is too. Exactly. I want to give a perspective to women out there. All men who are afraid to commit and who are afraid to get married, it doesn't necessarily mean that they want to cheat or they don't like you or want to love you or want to use you. When your father or that man brings you and hands you off to me, that means that you are my responsibility. For a lot of men and for a lot of young men, that responsibility is a big thing and is a scary thing. And that's why they put it off so long. Like, I know people who say, my girlfriend thinks I want to cheat on her. I don't want to cheat on her. I don't want other women. It's a big responsibility to be responsible for somebody else's life. Mm. Now, so it's not always that we want somebody else in so much as we want to make sure we're ready and that we have everything in place and that we can literally take care of and protect someone else, because that is my job and responsibility to protect you and to provide for you. So that's one of the reasons why it's not always that dudes want to mess with somebody. Three, and this is my last point. Why would I get married? Like, why would any man get married when I think a part of the problem is sometimes women make themselves too available. Way too available. Like, my grandfather used to tell this story. He would walk with my mother downtown in Memphis. And he would walk her by the air used to come out of the vents downtown.
Yes.
And it would blow up her dress. She would wear a long dress, and he would see her calf and get excited. He would get excited at seeing a calf. Like, their relationship had somewhere to go. Like, when you meet women now, you got on a halter top. I'm looking at your breasts. I'm looking at your height. I see your figure. Like, you're going and giving everything to me. You look too eager. You look too eager to catch.
Yeah.
Like, give us something to chase. Give us something to catch. If you think yourself a queen, you will catch a king. I'm not saying that everybody that wear tight, you know, it's something wrong with you. I'm just saying, sometimes for men, you look way too eager. This last point, I had a friend went to a Halloween party. She dressed as a fireman. Everybody there was in Victoria's Secret stuff. They didn't even want to let her in the party.
Wow.
So she had, they was like, you ain't dressed right. She debated about whether to go home and change the song. So she said, she
said, she said, she said, she
said, she said, she said, she said, she said, she said, she said, she said, she said, she said, she said, she said, she said, she said, she said, she said, so, like, women want to get married and want to commit and want to be in relationships and want to have attachments. That's why it's so very different than men. We ain't in a hurry because I could be 50 years old and have kids.
Yes.
Like, but women, I think because your women's timeline is different than men, that's a part of the reason why a lot of women are so ready to commit so quickly. And why men are like, I like you, you like me. What's the hurry? What's the rush? What's the big deal? So, just something to think about. I want to tell you I love you. Queen, you are doing your thing. Everybody out there, peace and blessings to you. Like, I love your podcast. I love these conversations. Just keep the positivity and keep the movement going, all right? Peace and blessings to you.
Thank you. And for the other two people that called in, I had to disconnect. You can call back in. Okay, Minister. Anthony Walker, you back online?
Yeah, I want to expound on what Minister Kay said. As well, when it comes down to, you know, the timeline of making a family. See, when you marry, there's what they call reason and purpose. If I have some of the reasons in common with you to marry you, and some of the purposes match up, but now you're looking at the psalm that matches up, the sum of the reasons that's in common, the sum of the purpose that in common, but what about the other reasons that's not in common and the other purposes that are not in common? That's when you're not going in the full fatality of joining marriage. You're still going in it unequally yoked. The commonality, okay, you straight, I'm not. You well established, I got the means to get that way. I marry you. You got your own house, I move in your house. You got your own job, pay your own, so you already established when I come in. I didn't come in to eat what you got, I come in to give the increase to what you got.
But that's the woman's job to do that.
Have the money in the relationship. Mary had the money.
One second, Minister Anthony. I also have Ranch on here, so y'all can kind of, he want to chime in, expound on some of the things you say, so it won't be no, he's on the phone too. So go keep
thinking. Okay, how you doing, Ranch?
What it do, Minister? So I feel like,
right.
Joe, listen to this. Joseph did not have the money. Jesus' mother, Mary, who was the royal bloodline from the descendant of the kingdom of David, had the money. He just had the investment to do what he needed to do, to make ships, to be a carpenter, open up a company. But guess what? You'll never see where she'll ever say, I got enough money, I can do this on my own. No, because she was humble. She was to invest in him, and he was to invest with her, because whatever she had now belongs to him. Whatever he had belongs to her, because if he die, everything go to her. If she die, everything go to him. So why not build to accumulate. But if you're looking at the tangible things that you accumulated on earth, asking God to bless you with a spiritual thing that can only be ordained in heaven, and that's a holy matrimony.
Okay, let's see what you had to say, Chris. What you had to say, Ray? Right?
I'm getting a lot of feedback over here.
Okay, what are you saying, Ray?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I hear a lot of echo in my background. I'll change
that one. All right, I did want to comment on what Dr. Kay had to say about women wearing tight stuff. But real quick, I want to comment on what Minister was saying. I feel like a man should just focus on building himself up, like as far as his career. Like he should just focus on his career. You get what I'm saying? And when he at the height of his career, he should be looking for a woman that can take him to the next level. You know, maybe bring him kids or whatever the case may be. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, I did. I had to disconnect it so I can hear you. When it's too many people, it seems like it's too much echo.
Okay.
I want to hear what you have to say.
Like, what he was saying was in reverse, that, you know, a man should tack on to a woman and help her build her situation. And that's what society is, that's what's fucked up now, because a lot of men want to lay around the house, let her make all the money, let her make all the rules, do everything, basically running the household. That's our issue now. And that's what we need to cut it out. We need to switch that shit back around, and men need to step the fuck up. You get what I'm saying? Be a man. Focus on yourself and be the best man that you can be. Then you go ahead and scoop you a nice, little something that compliments you and helps you become a better man. And you can provide for her, give her kids or whatever it is that she's asking for that you can compromise on. Of course, if a prenup is in place, and you should do it that way. I don't think it should be the other way, where a man moves into a woman's house and then, you get what I'm saying, you start paying bills and this and that. Because at the end of the day, you know, she could kick you out. Where you gonna go? What you gonna do? You should have your own place. You should have your own shit going where you don't even have to move in with her. If you move in with her, it's y'all both making an executive decision that that's what's best to do. Not, I'll, you know, hey, I'm gonna just, you know, cut this apartment and then move in with you and help you build your shit.
So are you saying that, so are you talking about the beginning of the dating state, right? Because that's what it seems like, because in the beginning of the dating state of you just move in and then you go through, oh, I can get put out. I guess let's move it forward. It's like you already together, you already living together, you have already invested time, you already been proving yourself to be capable. A woman doesn't be with a man and think, oh, you know, I want you to sign a contract to say that you're not going to do X, Y, Z to me, and you're not going to do, you know, you're not going to take X, Y, Z for me.
That's what marriage is. That's what a marriage is. It's a contract that you're going to be faithful to me. You're going to be through thick and thin. But at the same time, a lot of men be pump faking. You get what I'm saying? I'm not talking about the beginning stages. I'm talking about, like, we've been together for 6-7 years. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, niggas still be sticking. Like, I could pump fake in the beginning. Like, hey, I'm this, I'm that. You think I'm this dude. You want to be with me. And then, you know, a year or two go by, I fall back into my fucked up ways. Now you really seen who I am. Right. I'm going to lay around tight nigga. I'm going to let you go make the money. I'm going to sit at home, play this game, this PS or the Xbox or whatever, and let you do your thing. Not cool. That's what I'm saying. Right. That's not cool.
It's not. So that's why, that's how the topic was orchestrated, because I feel like if a woman has to get on her knees and kind of take, like you say, a man needs to work on himself, a man needs to basically evolve to be a man. So basically what I'm saying is, you know, when a woman get on her knees, this is when she get on her knees, you can expect that these things are taking place. Like, you know, it just takes everything out of being a woman. It takes everything out of you being a man, because if I have to do that, then you already know, without like judging a book by its cover, you already can pre-assume that who is taking care of everything in the household. You can pre-assume that. So then, yes, you may have some women that like to be dominant, that like to have the rules, that want to be controlling. Because I think a lot of times that's where a lot of men be going, you know, basically what I'm hearing, like, you know, you sometimes mess with women that are real dominant. You know, I was told that I'm very dominant by my husband. And I could be very, you know, stand to my point at a certain degree, but at the same time, you know, I guess that plays on a lot of things that I probably went through back then. So to get a man, be a man, you know, like sometimes it's the adjustment to be able to appreciate having a man versus a man boy, you know, because you can grow up to be a man, but that don't mean you're a man just by being a man. You're a man by age and by growing up, because that's something we have no control over. I believe that's something that God does. But you're still a man boy. You still do boy things. You still act like a boy. So for me, like, you know, and going back to what Dr. K said as well, like, you know, men, like, y'all generally hunters. That was in my podcast last night before I got disconnected. Men are generally hunters. They hunt. They look and they know what they want. So, like he said, you know, women nowadays is expounding themselves. You know, it's nothing to hunt for. They just reveal everything. You can sit there and see the color of their nipples. You see their butts. They wearing lingerie out. It used to be so sacred in the bedroom. It's worn out as casual clothes. So, you know, it just seems like the values have changed. You know, with people, and I just feel like
that's a part of the game, but I feel like the game is over
once you come into realization that this is the person that I want to grow old with. This is the person that is my body limbs messed up. I know that I don't got to go out there and go find Lord Joe Blow out there or got to pretend to be somebody I'm not to get them to do what needs to be done.
That's an insecurity. That's an insecurity you're describing right now. What you're describing is that you want to be secure with your dude and you don't want to be on a sexual market anymore because you got your dude and you don't have to worry about, you know, finding another dude, protecting me and my kids, you know, supplying food, whatever, working, just taking care of you in general. You don't want to be on the market anymore.
But no, it's not saying that I don't want to be in the market. I was expanding what Dr. K did. He was talking about the young ladies revealing themselves. Say it again. I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
A dating game. On a sexual market, you have to advertise. You have to compete with, you know, different women. You get what I'm saying? It's sad that it gets to the point that you got to show titties, you got to show ass, you got to show what color G-string you wearing. It's a shame that it got to this point. But at the end of the day, the competition is so fierce. Women that just turned 18 just this year that got to compete with 40-year-olds, 35-year-old women for, you know, an alpha male, that's tough.
But I think that's still... I get what you're saying, but I think that's still kind of going off. But we can definitely talk about that. I don't think that has anything to do with self-exploration of your body and being in the market. It just has a lot to do with, like, you know, you have really good women out here that just really generally either has a, well, if you dress a lot, no, you have some that has a man. You know what I'm saying? And some don't. It's just... Right. Feel like we just have women out here that, you know, they just, people just lose the value. They lose the stone values of what was inputted in us growing up. And just because things evolve don't mean values have to evolve. Yes, Dr. K, you keep in line.
So you don't think that's necessary though? I feel like that's necessary because how would you know if you fucking with a wholesome woman if you don't have these women that's out here doing those kind of things?
I'm going to let Dr. K answer, and then I'll answer you on that. Dr. K? All
right. I want to say that I agree with my brother.
Okay.
It is purely competition. Women give each other, and a part of it is, and I mean no disrespect to the queens out there, but y'all give each other bullshit bad advice. This notion of tell each other that good men are few and far between.
Oh God! In
a position to feel like you have to compete because you're competing for because there are not that many good men, and that's a lie. There are a lot of good men. All of us ain't 6'3" though. All of us don't make $100,000. Like all of us ain't sexy chocolate brown or whatever the hell you make. It's a bunch of good brothers. There are lots of good men out there, but y'all feed each other this bullshit like it's not a lot of good men. And it, you do, and it's like this old cosmopolitan bullshit. Like, you put yourself in a position to have to compete. And you're competing for
that. Thank you, Jonesy. Need some women on the line.
I like this dude, man.
I want to speak on Dr. K. Like, the same way a man recognized a diamond in the rough, a woman recognized that is, I feel like a real recognized a diamond in the rough.
I don't believe that. Not one bit.
Yes.
Oh, I want my man to talk so bad. Like, it's so funny. Like, I just was telling my guy, my fiance, he looked better over time. Over the last, 10, 15 years we've been knowing each other.
Yes.
He looked so much better. Especially, I'm not a spring chicken anymore, but I recognize from day one, yeah, he might have not had all the money in the world.
Yes, say that.
He might be 6'5", but he was a good brother, okay? So okay, I don't know what type of women you used to being around.
Well, answer this. Is it Josie? What's your name?
Josie, yes.
Josie, answer this. Okay. Let's just say you bump into me or you bump into your dude, right? He's a musician. He's a rapper. Never dropped the album. Never did nothing, but he's trying. He's trying to get studio time. He's trying to do his thing. Then you got another guy over here that's going through med school. You get what I'm saying?
I can already
Which one you gonna go?
Let me finish.
But the thing is, you know, because he's in the medical field, you already know he's destined for greatness. That's true. But let's just say both of them gonna work out, but you don't know that. But just because he's in the medical field and this guy's a musician, you gonna put your money on the medical field. But
who said, hold on, you wanna hear my answer, who I'm gonna put my money on?
Yes,
you assuming.
Come on.
What I was gonna say to you is my initial statement is real recognized real. Okay, I feel like we have in today's society, we have a lot of dressed up bums, okay?
Okay, come on, say that.
You in the medical field, don't even know goddamn thing. And I'm gonna let you know something. I can take care of my own self because before a man, after man, I still got my own money. So I don't need to live off.
No. It's not about that.
So to be honest, I'm one of the type of people, I like deep thinkers. I like people that speak and talk a certain way. So if I'm feeling a musician, even though he broke and ain't got nothing, baby, guess what? We chilling. We making music together.
Let me say something real quick. Josie, I see what your mistake is.
What my mistake is?
Okay.
Your flaw and your mistake is you don't realize how special you are.
Let me finish. Okay.
You don't realize how special you are. Listen, the level of consciousness in this conversation is not how everyday average people think, baby. You are special. There is something special about you. And everybody out there don't have your level of awareness, don't have your level of consciousness, don't have your level of spirituality. Your vision, the vision that you have,
Everybody in these streets don't have queen. That's the point. You're right. You can see that. You probably can identify that in whoever you're dealing with. But the everyday average person on the street, they don't have your vision. They don't have the ability. The everyday average person, like my brother was saying, if it's a doctor or whatever, they're not gonna sift through these personality traits and stuff. It's all about probability. Who's more likely to succeed? Who more likely to be successful? And a lot of the guys that may not on the surface appear to have those things, they get left in the wind.
And that's what they lose out because it's very unfortunate. Like sometimes you shoot a shot and that shot ain't long enough. You know, we're like, I told my guy, I don't give a shit. You went back to Burger King to jail tomorrow. I would never be embarrassed to tell anybody.
Say
like,
that.
Bro, my man.
Thank you.
Guess what? We working at, if I got to do what I got to do, like, you know, baby, I don't care about that. Like, honey, we met at Burger King, didn't we? We met at Burger King. And we have came so far in life, like, you just can't, you gotta, I don't know, I'm just, what I'm saying is, like, you just can't always go based off a person's appearance. And what I tell people, like, oh, people like, oh, well, so you're a nice looking person, you got a nice body.
She's trying to say the right thing.
More than a person than a I'm sorry.
So let me ask you a question. Why you guys are posing on what type of female and what type of male would y'all let y'all women get on their knees and propose to y'all?
Just to pop in the conversation.
No.
Who said no?
I said no because by my woman proposing to me, that's just like her saying my nuts is bigger than yours, nigga. Marry me. No, that's not gonna
exactly
happen.
That's exactly what that's saying.
Come on.
My nuts is bigger than yours. Exactly.
Now we get into the meat. Now we get into the meat.
Now we pop.
That's exactly what it is.
We pop now.
You put on your skirt. Go put on those silk panties.
Yes, exactly. I'm not doing that. I'm sorry. I can't fit my G-string.
Yes, say that.
That's exactly
what it's saying. I honestly, I would feel it would make me feel weird, but I think my perspective on men and women in relationships is a little bit different than everybody else's. I don't believe that I'm supposed to be running stuff. I think that whatever God is, we are the two halves of whatever God is. Like, if you read the Bible, okay, the pastor was talking about the Bible, okay? What everybody keeps talking about, woman came from man rib. Okay, if you read in that same Genesis, okay, there are two creation stories. God first made man and woman at the same time. Read your Bible. Read Genesis over.
I did.
It's a whole nother podcast for another day. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, let's do that. Make that another podcast for another day, and we will revisit this, and we will go deep in that, because I don't know.
It gets into Jewish texts, it gets into Egyptian cosmology, it comes out of King James. Read the Bible in its entirety.
But right now, the topic is, you know, as we said before, guys, and we kind of went however the direction the energy was flowing, but we all must come back to what was the topic about, and we might disagree on a lot of things, but as I'm hearing, we all agree that a woman should be a woman and a man should take the initiative to propose to a woman if he feels so that's the woman he wants to have in his life.
Agreed.
Is that correct?
Agreed.
Agreed, won't you?
Although I do believe, I'm not down on my knee. Cause I have my heels on and we ain't doing that. Okay, for one. Okay.
Take your heels off. Let's say you take your heels off.
Oh, take
guess what? We ain't doing that either. Okay.
I'm saying I can get you some knee pads.
That's an issue. It's 2020. We're not doing these things anymore. Okay, like it's not happening.
I'm just saying.
You know what? I was just expounding that he said knee pads would make me think. So when you don't never see a woman, you don't never see them little girls get out there on the football field and play football. And it's them same knee pads. You only see males can sign up for football. So therefore, it's only something that only a male can do. And I don't care, you know, how society has evolved. I don't care how the culture's deemed what is normal. I'm still gonna stick on my old natural values that I was brought up on. That if a man wants me, he gonna seek after me. He gonna protect me. He gonna make me feel special. And together we come together and make one and become as a union. And from there, the skies is the limit. Guys, this was our mid-talk. I love that y'all came here and join me. You know, thanks for talking. I'll be back in here at 7 o'clock, and I'm going to talk about if you was in a relationship and your man got somebody pregnant, would you stay with him or leave? I'm gonna end off with a song, and if you got that special someone, y'all, just stay with them, just love them, just embrace them. Don't let your woman do anything that is required for a man to do. Y'all strong for a reason. Y'all got testosterone for a reason. Stand up, stand out, and make sure y'all cover what is y'all. I'll see y'all tonight at 7. Thanks, guys, for joining in. And I love all the viewpoints in the comments. And I even like the comedy that was put in. I love you guys. Thanks for joining.
We're gonna be together all the time. Love up the only way that I know how to come is right straight from my heart. I want you now. I'll show you how I can be the man you need me to be. I've been around, but now I found that you're the only one for me. You'll never fall again. You won't subject yourself to such pain. If you give me half a chance, I win. I never leave you standing out in the rain. But if you think that I could look you in the face and lie right through my teeth, then turn around and walk away. Across my heart, girl, I care for you. When I look into your eyes and I say, I want you now, I'll show you how I can be the man you need me to be. I've been alone, but now I found that you're the only one for me. I need you.